Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In-depth conversations, matchup breakdown, analysts on every game. Everything a Steelers fan could want. This is Fourth Down in the Steel City with your hosts, Adam Crawley and Colin Dunlap.
Episode number 4, Fourth Down in the Steel City. And there's all kinds of breaking news, baby. The biggest news across the world, maybe even, not just the NFL, but across the world, Colin Dunlap, Chris Boswell signs an extension with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz. Let's go. Can I say I don't like it? Can I say that don't allocate that much to any kicker? And here's why. This is going to be a short-sighted take. Everybody's going to rip it apart. But who was Chris Boswell before they signed Chris Boswell? Who was Jeff Reed before they signed Jeff Reed? I'm not saying these guys are a dime a dozen, but unless you're Justin Tucker, and he's close, I guess some people think, but that's a lot of money, especially when I think you might have other needs.
I think that's a fair take. I'll disagree, though. I do think that it's an undervalued position in the league if you have one of the very best, and I think that they do. If he wasn't a top three kicker, and I think he is, I wouldn't spend the money. But he's almost automatic. He's not Justin Tucker. He's a notch below, as is everyone. But he takes coaching out of the hands of Mike Tomlin. He takes coaching out of the hand of the offensive coordinator. And anytime you can just say, kick the damn thing, instead of, oh, now we're faking this, or now we're going to go for it on a fourth and four, I'm all for it. Plus, we saw Mitch Trubisky, nice young man, third in the league in quarterback rating 2018. He loses a playoff game because the kicker can't make one. I like it. It's still not that much money. It's a lot of money for a kicker. It's not that much money.
I think it's a ton of money for a kicker, and I think a lot of people forget. And again, I can understand. What are you drinking, by the way?
I knew that was going to be a question. That's an iced coffee, my friend.
Sure it is. We're not all far that removed from the owner of this football team saying that the kicker needs to get a lot better. Now, he did. So, in fairness, he did get better. But right after he got paid last time, he got a lot worse. I guess they're going to take their chances that that doesn't happen this time. That being said, and it's not Boswell-centric. It really isn't. It is, I hesitate to give that amount of money to any kicker because they simply went out and found Chris Boswell last time.
No, sure. And you can find him. You absolutely can find him, and they have found him. But we did see the one time where they didn't have a guy, and you had Josh Scobie rolling in there, and, I mean, it was bad.
Even last year, Baldy McGrain or whatever the hell the guy's name was, you rolled him out there. He was 5 foot nothing, couldn't kick the ball. If the 20 was the end zone, he still wouldn't have a touchback. I mean, so we saw how that worked.
Colin, I'll tell you what. I would pay a kicker $5 million a year before I paid TJ Watt's stupid brother, who was the guy in the Subway commercial, and that's just about it, $2.5 million any day. Like, I think a kicker is much more valuable on the roster than a guy like that if you're not going to use the guy like that. So maybe they can make my dreams come true, okay. Pay the kicker and cut that guy.
There's one finite pool of money, especially in a capped league, right? That happens. No question about that. So people will say, well, forget about TJ Watt, brother's contract, Derek Watt. That's already signed. That's already sealed and delivered. When there's one finite pool of money, people can make the claim and will make the claim. He's taken some of Deontay Johnson's money.
Sure.
And that's an understandable line for people that say, well, this is why I wouldn't sign the kicker. I'd go in on the cheap on a kicker. I'd let Boswell play it out, go lame duck season, and I'd allocate some of those funds to go to Deontay Johnson. So I can understand that. Again, I think Boswell's good, really good. But in a cap league, you can't get everybody you want. And that's the design of it. And you kind of have to rank positions. I got kicker really low. I do. But your point is well taken in this. And here's where I will concede a little bit. The Steelers by design in the past, and even more so now, I think, are due to play a whole hell of a lot of close football games.
Oh, no doubt. And the last time the Steelers, well, before last year, won as many one-score games as they did was when they were 13-3 in 2017, when Boswell made 5 kicks at the gun. If he misses a couple of those, I mean, well, the outcome's largely the same because they didn't win the Super Bowl that year or even advance in the playoffs. But, I mean, we're talking about not winning the division then, and there's a very fine line in this league. I did a study, if you will, a little work, I guess it was, whatever you want to call it, about 3 years ago. I did like 5 years, and I calculated all the one-score games. It's like 43% of NFL games are one-score games. So, kicker, it is important, but I understand your point, too, about the allocation of dollars. Colin, I love what we just did there, though. A total zig when the sports world zagging, my man, because Deshaun Watson, this clown, got suspended for 6 games, and here we are talking about the kicker. So, before we get into any of the specifics with Deshaun Watson, your thoughts just on how this all went down, and I should say, you don't want to date the podcast, but Roger Goodell has yet to make a decision on whether or not this is going to be appealed before making these comments.
Yeah, right. You know, we're making these comments on about 6 o'clock, about dinner time on Monday night. Everything's an evolution with this story. I'll say this. This goes to show the power of the professional athlete and your vocation. If you read that 15-page complaint or the 15-page letter that was the judge sent out, Sue Robinson sent out, right? And it was a guy down the street who was a plumber. You'd think he was a scumbag and a sexual predator. If you took identity and vocation out of it, which was an NFL quarterback, an NFL player, and what he did and his salary. If you took vocation and salary and name out of it, and you just said, okay, here's a guy who lives a street over, you'd say, that guy's a deviant. He's a sexual predator. And so, do I have control over what his employer has to say? No, because I don't work there and I'm not his boss. But that being said, it sure as heck is skewed the way we look at, and I'm not breaking any news here, people of big acclaim, people of high acclaim, and people with a lot of money that are NFL quarterbacks. But if you just look at, and this isn't the part that is up for debate. These are the findings, right? If you look at the hardcore findings in this, you say, at very best, what is established is this guy's like King Herbert, who borderline probably committed a crime.
Yeah, and Sue L. Robinson agrees with everything you just said, and yet only levied a 6-game suspension. Like, I read a lot of what she put together, Colin, and it read like it should be a full season suspension. It was very odd. Her decision was not matching up with the verbiage that was used in, I don't know if what you want to call it, her rundown, her dossier, whatever. It was, she said this was as egregious of acts as they've seen in similar categories going back looking at what they've dealt with in the NFL. And yet he only gets a 6-game suspension. She also brought up that there was sexual assault committed that might not have been quote-unquote sexual assault by the court of law, but sexual assault as pertained in the CBA. Okay, but she also then said it was nonviolent, which I think sexual assault is, I mean, it's violent in any form, I think, whenever it's unwanted, correct? Or it's coercive at the very least. So her words did not match up with the decision to me, Collins. Very odd.
Yeah, I don't understand, you know, it's a simple application of this sort of phrase, but the punishment doesn't fit the crime, so to speak. And I'm at a loss for all of this because when they said 6 games, I anticipated the narrative whenever I started reading through these 15 pages to be, okay, people got it all wrong. But it wasn't that people had it all wrong. It was the application of what she saw, and then the punishment that fit was just incredibly light.
Yes, no doubt about that. And our colleague, Paul Zeiss, writes for the Post-Gazette and does the show in the evening. You know, he made it out this morning to be Deshaun Watson was somewhat vindicated in this process. Not totally, but somewhat vindicated. But upon now reading what Robinson found, I mean, there's not a lot of vindication going on here. And the Cleveland Browns released a statement. I'm not going to read it here. It's a podcast.
They used the word triggered, though, I believe.
Yeah, they sure did. And I think that's, I mean, they did themselves no favors at any point during this entire process, up to and including now this statement, Colin, which used the word triggered and also mentioned that Deshaun Watson has showed remorse. When the last time Deshaun Watson spoke, he denied, and showed absolutely zero remorse. So you brought it up today, but Jimmy and D. Haslam, boy, they can kick rocks and pound sand.
It goes to show that NFL players they have been dehumanized, not just by fans and not just by people that take in these games and watch them on television or go to them. They're dehumanized by their employers as people to simply go out and try to and be a vehicle for them to make money. I mean, that's what it is. Like, do they care about Deshaun Watson, the person? Do they care about Deshaun Watson and what he is as a man or whatever? Like, I don't. But you would think his employer doesn't. They don't. They care about Deshaun Watson going out and trying to maximize their earnings potential, the Haslams do. And that's very obvious here. And they don't care. From a fan standpoint, it seems like the city of Cleveland has their back and the Browns fans have their back. We have taken and made these guys robots in a way, whenever, both in good and bad, you know? And it's really, it's a study in, and it's what we do. So we shouldn't be in the business of saying sports sucks and it's awful, because there's so many great people in sports. Absolutely. And so many good things that come out of sports. But this is such a detachment of how even a quasi-legal proceeding like this has detached morality and has detached humanity from the athlete and how it's applied and how it's applied, I should say, to general people. It's like they live in a different stratosphere, these sports figures do, that aren't the same as common Joe. And to my parallel, if this was a guy down the street, and you knew exactly the same thing, you'd say, don't go anywhere near that dude's house. He's a scumbag.
And now 70,000 people are going to be filing into stadiums to watch this guy throw a football around. I have long said to that point, the NFL just never should have gotten to the moralities business. The NFL never should have suspended a single player for an off-the-field action unless there were legitimate criminal charges filed. And I'm not saying any of these accusations from any of these women aren't legitimate. That's not my point. My point is, it's a sports league. I mean, I've always thought, you want to use steroids? F it. Use steroids. Entertain me. You want to smoke weed, Martavis? Smoke weed. Catch a ball between your butt cheeks, right? That's what he did in that playoff game against Cincinnati. Entertain me. I've long thought the NFL should just stay out of this. All of this. And I think this is illustrating exactly why, because they thought they were doing everything right. You get a federal judge appointed. They've got somebody that's supposed to be impartial making the decisions, and yet the league is still totally under fire because you can't win. It's always going to be too little to some. It's always going to be too many to others.
Let me ask you this question. How many Browns, let's take a percentage, 1 to 100. How many Browns fans do you think, 1 to 100, have to reconcile their fandom and wake up tomorrow after digesting some of this and say, you know what, I can't do it anymore, or I can't do it to the degree that I did it before because this guy's still on the team? Because I'd like to say it's high, but I bet it's around like 8%.
I was going to say 2%. I just think it's managed tribalism, it's identity politics, but it's wrapped up in that stupid ass logo of Cleveland Browns football. And it's the way it is everywhere too. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, we saw the send off he got, and hey, I don't know what happened with Ben Roethlisberger. I know I never liked the man personally before or after that incident from the things that I had heard. And I know I always felt weird rooting for the guy, But I'll be damned whenever he threw touchdowns if I didn't stand up and clap. And I think that that's what's going to happen with Browns fans too. I just think even the ones today, Colin, that may say, I'm done, it's over, goodbye. Boy, they start winning football games. The weather starts to change a little bit. They start passing around some Great Lakes beverages. I don't think many Browns fans are swapping allegiances here. I don't.
No, it's a fascinating study. It really is. But no way when I woke up this morning did I think we'd be talking about a 6-game suspension. I thought at least to be double digits.
Me too, brother. Should we have fun next?
Yes, let's do that.
Because sexual assault talk, not fun.
No.
Fun. We promise.